You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed, everybody. A very good morning to you and welcome to TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday. And it is Friday, the 8th of July. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Of course, Cool FM's smoothest place on your radio dial. Starting us off with a few things, well, just a couple of things really, from the world of entertainment for today. Let's go back to 1958. It was on this day, the 8th of July, the first gold record album was presented by the Recording Industry Association of America. What was it, you might well ask? Well, believe it or not, the award went to the soundtrack of Oklahoma. And in 1990, 1 billion television viewers watched West Germany defeat Argentina to win the World Cup. That was 1990. Let's head forward to 2014. Brazil loses 1-7 to Germany in the 2014 FIFA World Cup semi-final. The event was known as the Mineirazo. I'm sure somebody knows what that is, but that's what they say.
Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
At the end of the day,
I take home my heart.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, bring us in this morning. We started off with Queen, of course, Somebody to Love. And that one, Walk This Way, written by Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, of course, of Aerosmith. And that was originally released. It was the second single from the album, which they brought out, Toys in the Attic. That was 1975. The song did quite well. Peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100, early of 77. Part of a string of hits for them. For the band of singles, 1970s, in the 1970s, in addition to being one of the songs that helped break Aerosmith into the mainstream in the 1970s. It also helped, by the way, revitalize their career in the 1980s as well, when it was covered by hip-hop group Run DMC, in collaboration with Aerosmith, and that was on the 1986 album of Raising Hell. And time, if you keep an eye on the time, we're just coming down to, we are, 10.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. It is a TGIF, it is a Friday. We're going to be, just playing music for most of this morning. Of course, checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Yasmin will be telling what you can be doing for the next month or so, I guess. There we go with Sting and All This Time. And that quite nicely, talk about All This Time, brings us to this time in this morning's program. Yeah, it is that time. Get you in the shower, get you spruced up. A little bit extra time in the shower this morning. Come on, it's the weekend. You'll probably be going out tonight as well after work. So enjoy. Helping you scrub down this morning is KC and the Sunshine Band. Come on, you remember this one. Keep it coming, love. We'll be right back. That's a good scrub this morning, wasn't it? That was In the Shower with You this morning. Sunshine Band, KC, keep it coming, love. Time to get out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. It is Friday. A couple of good mornings this morning. I'm saying, well, just one for the moment. Good morning to Senor Francisco. Senor Francisco Conte, lovely to have you with us. He's wished us a good weekend. Said, I'll hear you next week. Unfortunately not, Francisco. I tell you, because it is vacation time, taking a bit of a long one this time as well. Won't be back until the 3rd of August. You're asking, do I have a travel plan for vacation? Absolutely we do. We're starting here on Sunday. We'll leave Brighton early Sunday morning, going to Miami to see friends for a couple of days in Miami. And then we're taking a flight up to Boston and spending a few days in Boston right through till the Friday. And then we take a flight off to Frankfurt and we join a river ship up there in Frankfurt, and we spend 2 weeks cruising up the river Danube, going all the way to Budapest and then flying back from there. Actually flying back, I think, on the 1st of August, if I remember rightly. It's going to be a long break. But you can always, join me on the journeys, because I've made a very rare promise. I've said I'm going to try and post something every day on my personal Facebook page while we're away, so you can join me on vacations. And all you got to do is, sign me up as a friend. Go to Jerry Dowden, Dowden. Now you know. Now that's what the D stands for. Jerry Dowden on Facebook. Follow us on our, getting on for a three-week vacation. Looking forward to it, I must admit. This is the Pointer Sisters. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. And this is Automatic.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems underground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up locked in a circuitry. No way to control it, it's totally automatic. Whenever you're around, I'm walking blindfolded, completely automatic. All of my systems are down, 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 down.
Automatic. Automatic.
What is this madness that makes my motor run? Too weak to stand. I go from sadness to acceleration, like a robot at your command. My hands perspire, shake like a leaf up and down, blows my temperature. I summon darkness to get some relief, but they tell me there is no. Whenever you're around,
what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems underground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up locked in.
First Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That is the American Breed and their version of Bend Me, Shape Me. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for a break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The time on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way up to half past the hour of 6 o'clock, taking a look at some of the local news that we're going to be looking at in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock, starting with the teachers' union's meeting in the city of Santiago in Veraguas, that reported on Thursday afternoon that they will meet with their bases in order to decree an indefinite work stoppage. A spokesperson for the group indicated that the government of Laurentino Cortizo sent a commission to the meeting in Santiago without any kind of proposals. The members of the Association of Veraguanes Educators got up from the negotiating table while their colleagues protested in various sectors of the country, such as in the city of David and other points of the Inter-American Highway in the province of Coclay. Meanwhile, the spokesperson for the authorities indicated that the dialogue table is still open and that this Friday, July the 8th, they will be willing to continue meeting with the representatives of the teachers' unions. And, you might have noticed perhaps a little bit of trouble moving around yesterday. Well, a group of students and administrators from the University of Panama went out to protest at noon on Thursday against the government and closed the Trans-Ismica Highway. They denounced the government's lack of responses to the problems faced by citizens, such as the high cost of the basic food basket, the constant rise in fuel prices, as well as medicines. The National Directorate of Environmental Education of the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, through a circular informed the directors of educational centres that the use of a mask in classrooms will be maintained, despite the lifting of the measure revoking the mandate use from next Monday. The circular bears the signature of the National Director of Environmental Education, Carmen Aparicio, indicates that the decision was made as a precaution to reduce the risk of contagion of any infectious disease such as the influenza, COVID-19, among others. The Costa Rican government lamented Panama's lack of will to reach an agreement through dialogue that ends a trade dispute related to dairy products and fruits, and announced that it will continue with the litigation before the World Trade Organization. The case refers to the restrictions that Panama has imposed on the entry of Costa Rican agricultural products, such as dairy products, strawberries, pineapples, bananas, meat and sausages from bovine pork and poultry. Last August, the Costa Rican government reported that it had asked the World Trade Organization to establish an arbitration panel to settle the differences it has with Panama. Now, according to the Costa Rican authorities, Panama reported on July the 10th of 2020 on the decision not to extend export authorization to a list of previously authorized Costa Rican establishments that have been exporting to Panama for many years. The Panamanian authorities have justified the decision in safety procedures for the food that is introduced into the country. And in the early hours of Thursday morning, experts from the Public Ministry and the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences carried out a review to evaluate the points where the lifeless body of the murdered businesswoman Stephanie Rodriguez was found on the 30th of March of this year. She was found in a solitary spot near a hydroelectric plant in El Valle de las Lomas in David. And the lawyer for the Rodriguez family, Cristobal Sanchez, participated in the expert opinion, who indicated that he respects the decision of Judge Pablo Gonzalez for the review. Stephanie Rodriguez, 36 years of age, by the way, was reported as missing on the 30th of March of this year. And on April the 4th of this year, special groups of the National Police found the body of the merchant in the El Valle de las Lomas area, where today, or yesterday rather, the review was centred. The Ministry of the Presidency will present to the Cabinet Council a proposal to take to the National Assembly which allows extending the social aid received by the 480 affected by the clashes that occurred from the 6th to the 10th of July of 2010 in the district of Changuinola in the province of Bocas del Toro. Currently, some 82 day labourers who suffered vision damage during these clashes were granted a monthly lifetime pension of $800 by the state, and another 400 receive a pension of $200. However, Law 28 of May the 4th of 2015, which regulates this economic support, establishes that in this last group, the aid must be reviewed every 3 years. And that's it, basically. That's what we are looking at today, a little bit later on, 8 and 9 o'clock, in a bit more detail. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are 25 minutes, and that is before, the hour of 7 o'clock. Bit of soul there, that's a remix. Ain't Got No, I Got Life from Nina Simone. Who, Yasmin's just came in and says, who's that? She says, that sounds like Alex from Shorty and Slim. Yeah, well, that's it, Nina Simone doing her Shorty and Slim.
There's
What a combination that is. Brian Adams, Sting, and Rod Stewart, All for One.
The best place to be in the mornings.
there we go. That's Eurasia and Always. Time on the Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on the time. We are 9 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock here at 89.3 Cool FM. I'm Jerry D, and I'm going to be with you right through till 10. It is Friday, Freaky Fun Facts Friday, with Ingrid a little bit later on. And later on in the programme, 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be chatting with Yasmin and what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, and what, where and when. And, of course, plenty of great music as well going right through until 10 o'clock. Good morning. Let's say a couple of good morning. Good morning to Mary Lou, as the Senor Francisco with Celion. Rosita, good morning to you as well. And good morning to Paul Dixon over there in South London. He sent me a little article here. We're going to be taking a look at our weather, by the way. Don't forget, around about 7:20, something like that, this morning. But a heat wave warning. Not for us. A heatwave warning has been issued for parts of the United Kingdom as temperatures are predicted to hit 30 degrees Celsius. That's higher than Los Angeles, Marbella and Santorini, but probably not much hotter than us. A level 2 heat health alert has been issued and people are asked to check on those vulnerable extreme heat. Friday says we'll see the start of a run of days that will see consistently high temperatures in South and East England. Heat waves are becoming more likely and more extreme because of human-induced climate change. The Met Office predicts in London that the South East and East are expected to see highs of 28 degrees Celsius, 26 on Friday. Temperatures will climb over the weekend, it says, and the UK Health Security Agency warning that it will come into force from Monday 11th of July until Friday the 15th for those areas. Oh, I wonder if it's catching. I tell you what, looking out the studio window this morning, got some high cloud this morning. I think our tropical wave number 14 is sort of making its way off into the distance. No doubt number 15 is queuing up, ready to come in. So hopefully we've got a bit of sunshine today. I want to go and wash my car today so that it's all nice and clean when I get back. But if it's sitting for 3 weeks, it's probably just going to be dusty anyway. So, yeah, thanks for that, Paul. Make the most of it. I mean, good grief. Your summer normally lasts a weekend if you're lucky. Here we go. It's going to be hot in the city, isn't it? According to Billy Idol, at any rate.
It's hot in the night, lonely black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we may hate on a hot summer night. Cause when a lonely, lovely walks by,
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, Paul. Something to look forward to, isn't it? Hot in the City. And there we had Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with a little bit of a heat wave. Of course, the only thing really with the trouble when you get a heat wave like that over in the UK, I remember it very well. They're we don't, over there you don't have air conditioning so much, you know. You have a fire, but you don't have much in the way of air conditioning. And I tell you what, those days are changing, aren't they?
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperie.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lunch. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con guacamole, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lunch, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Construyen los cimientos de la línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed. And the time on the breakfast show, we are just coming down for 2.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Of course, the main story this morning is about the former Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, Japan's former Prime Minister, in fact, longest-serving leader. He died on Friday, hours after he was shot while campaigning for a parliamentary election. Shocking in a country where political violence is very rare and guns are tightly controlled. A man opened fire on Abe, 67 years of age, from behind with an apparently homemade gun as he spoke at a drab traffic island in the western city of Nara, Japanese media were reporting. It was the first assassination of a sitting or former Japanese premier since the days of pre-war militarism. In 1936, doctors struggled to save Abe, but he died at 5:03 p.m., about 5.5 hours after being shot. He bled to death from two deep wounds, one on the right side of his neck. A doctor told a nationally televised news conference, well, the former leader had no vital signs apparently when he was brought in. Western officials on Friday tried to coax Russia into allowing Ukraine to ship its grain out to the world as the four-month-old war threatened to bring hunger to countries far away from the battlefields. Moscow, however, accused the West of waging economic warfare on Russia by attempting to isolate it with sanctions imposed over the 24th of February invasion. And President Vladimir Putin warned that Russia's military operations in Ukraine had barely got started and the prospects for negotiation would grow dimmer the longer the conflict dragged on. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday accused the West of decades of aggression towards Moscow and warned that if it wanted to attempt to beat Russia on the battlefield, it was welcome to try, that this would bring tragedy for Ukraine. His remarks came as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov prepared for a closed-door foreign ministers meeting at a G20 gathering in Indonesia on Friday. The first time Putin's top diplomat will come face-to-face with the most vocal opponents of the invasion of Ukraine since it began in February. And as many as a dozen candidates were on Friday lining up, replacing Boris Johnson as British Prime Minister, who is quitting after his Conservative Party turned on him. Opponents have said that they wanted him out of Downing Street immediately. Johnson said on Thursday that he would step down as Conservative leader and British Premier following resignations by more than 50 government ministers and many of his lawmakers telling him they wanted him out of office. Beijing's city government has dropped plans to allow only vaccinated people to enter crowded venues such as libraries, cinemas and gyms from Monday. This is following a strong online backlash to the measure announced earlier this week. The mandatory requirement would have marked a rare move in China, where the central government insists on voluntary vaccination and has quickly overruled other attempts by frontline officials to issue compulsory vaccination directives. China's military said on Friday it recently held joint combat readiness exercises, patrols and combat drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan as a senior U.S. senator visited Taipei for a meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen. And China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, bristles at any form of official interaction between US and Taiwanese officials and routinely describes Taiwan as the most sensitive and important issue in its relations with Washington. And also a senior Chinese military officer warned his US counterpart on Thursday that any arbitrary provocations would be met with a firm counterstrike by China, but added that the two sides should strengthen dialogue and controls risks. The world's two largest economies are at loggerheads over a series of contentious issues, from the status of Chinese claimed Taiwan and Russia's invasion of Ukraine to a border contest for influence, a broader contest for influence in the Asia Pacific. And lastly, a lawyer for Prince Harry argued in court on Thursday that the royal household should not have been involved in a UK government decision to deny him police protection whilst in Britain. Harry, who moved to the United States 2 years ago with his wife Meghan to lead a more independent life, is challenging the decision for him to cease receiving police protection, even if he covers the cost himself. That's it. Those are some of the things in the international news this morning here on The Breakfast Show. And don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, 7:30, we'll take a look and see what we can find with regards to the world of commerce and business.
Guess you'll be glad to know that I've learned how to laugh and smile. Getting over you was slow. They say old lovers can be good friends, but I never thought I'd really see. Satisfies your mind, tells you all of his dreams. I know how much that means to you. I realize that I was blind just when I thought I was over you. I see your face and it just ain't. No, it just ain't true. I go crazy when I look in your eyes. I still go crazy. That old flame comes alive. It starts burning. You know when I look in your eyes, I go crazy.
Here we go with Paul Davis and I Go Crazy. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. And don't forget, it is Friday. What have we got for you in the 8 o'clock hour? It's our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. And being a Friday in the last hour today, we'll be taking a look at what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And, of course, with Yasmin. And I think we'll be looking probably now for the next month. So that's all still to come as usual here on a Friday. Great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Like this one from Elton John. This is together with Taron Egerton. I'm Gonna Love Me Again.
Place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie. Even now.
Joy Crooks, following on from Elton John and Taron Egerton. That track, Joy Crooks, When You Were Mine. Breakfast show time, 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the weather. First of all, we'll take our summary out of the studio window. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. Yes, there's sort of high wispy clouds out there this morning. I think as the sun comes up, we're going to see sunshine today, which means it might be a good day for me to wash my car. So you'll probably expect rain later on today. Let's take a look. Let's see what's happening weather-wise. Over there in Costa Rica in Colón, 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum temperature. The thermal sensation, that's going to be 34 degrees Celsius with 86% relative humidity. It does say for this morning, good chance of rain with thunderstorms over there in Costa Rica this afternoon. Isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated rains with thunderstorms. So there we are, that's Costa Rica. Let's move over to this side of the isthmus. What I can see, looking here at West Panama, I see a lightning bolt, a rain, a cloud, and a sun. All on the same picture, so that's very confusing. We'll come to that in a minute. 30 degrees the maximum temperature today, 24 being the minimum, 36 degrees the thermal sensation, and relative humidity 83%. It does say isolated rains, yeah, that's that picture, isolated rains with thunderstorms, and no doubt a little bit of sunshine as well. This afternoon, no sunshine, rain with thunderstorms this afternoon, and tonight, isolated showers. Up here in the metropolitan area, what's in store for us? 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 degrees, the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 84% is the relative humidity. Those isolated rains and thunderstorms are applicable to us as well for this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms is going to continue for us in the afternoon. And tonight, those isolated showers. Now, if you're thinking about making your way out to the Perlis Islands today or over the weekend, but let's have a look for today, see what you can expect. We're going to get smooth sailing. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 26 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 85% the relative humidity. Those isolated rains of thunderstorms are going to be applicable out there also at the Perlis Islands in the morning and in the afternoon as well. And tonight, rain with thunderstorms. So there we go. That's it. There's your look at the weather. Moving on to the maritime conditions, which of course are very applicable to us here in Panama because we've got two oceans. Right. Oh, excuse me. Let's start off with the tides for the Pacific. Low tide, 4:02 this morning. That was 1.1 metres. High tide, that will be at 10:11 this morning. And that'll be 4.27 metres. Low tide again, 4:46 in the afternoon, 1.07 metres. And the last high tide, 10:47 tonight, 12.9 feet, which is 3.93 metres. So there you are. Now, that's for the Pacific. Let's take a look at the Caribbean. We have low tide at 2:48 this morning, 0.03 of a metre. High tide was at 6:37, 0.09 of a metre. The low tide, that'll be at 12:24 p.m. That'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide at 8:09 tonight, and that will be 0.37 of a metre. So, there are the tides for you. Now, those actual maritime conditions, let's have a look. Let's start off on the Caribbean. We've got good conditions for you during the course of this morning with 20 to 26 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northeast. Waves are at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we still have good conditions applicable, which is always nice, isn't it? We've got good conditions. Hang on, my map just changed. Sorry about that. Yeah, in the afternoon, good conditions are continuing for the Caribbean. Winds have dropped 10 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the north-northeast, and the waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. Now, let's take a look for this morning at the Pacific. Well, I can tell you this, we do have a small craft advisory, although not really quite sure why, because the winds are not too bad, at just 15 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the northwest with 2-foot waves, but they say small craft advisory, and if that's what they say, that's what we do. But that advisory will be dropped in the afternoon. Both the wind speeds and the waves are coming down. We've got 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon coming from the west-northwest. Waves, just 1 foot. So there you go then. That's it. There's your look at the weather for this Friday, the 8th of July. David Dundas, he's going to put his jeans on.
I need
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad, contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. And if you've just joined us on this morning's breakfast show, where have you been? The time is 29 minutes before the hour. 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. We're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. Starting off with having already priced out 0.5 percentage point worth of US rate hikes this cycle, markets will be looking to shave off more from the currently expected 3.4% peak Fed rate if monthly jobs data later today plays ball. Non-farm payrolls increased by 268,000 jobs last month, after rising by 390,000 in May. A Reuters poll predicts weekly jobless claims figures have already set the stage for a weaker number. More Americans filed unemployment benefit claims last week than expected, while layoffs surged to a 16-month high. So unless there's a blowout figure, it does look like the Fed will slow the rate hike pace once this month's 75 basis point move is passed. Two of its hawkish officials signaled on Thursday that could be the case. But while global stocks have rebounded after first half gloom, European and US shares are tipped for a weaker opening on Friday. However, Japan's Nikkei managed to close in positive territory after being jolted by the shooting of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The shooting caused some knee-jerk yen gains, but the currency has since eased off earlier highs. The currency market's whipping boy this week has been the euro, which has fallen 2% against the dollar and is teetering on the brink of parity versus the greenback. The wait is on to see whether a strong US payrolls print pushes it over the edge. Key developments that should provide more direction to markets today, Friday. Asian shares gave up some of their gains and the safe haven Japanese yen, say, rose after the news of Shinzo Abe's grave condition. Of course, he has passed away. At 7.51 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was down 0.1% on the day, but set for a 1.4% weekly gain overall. Europe's stocks 600 was up 0.1%, while France's CAC 40 was 0.2% higher, and Germany's DAX was down 0.1%. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan was still up 0.3% on the day, but had retreated from the 8-day high hit earlier in the session. The Japanese yen rose, as we mentioned, just as much as 0.5% immediately after the news of Shinzo Abe shooting, before steadying, and this was around 135.835. Oil slipped in volatile trade on Friday and was heading for a weekly decline as concern over potential recession-driven demand downturn outweighed the tight global supplies. Central banks are raising interest rates to tame inflation, spurring fears that rising borrowing costs could stifle growth, while mass COVID-19 testing in Shanghai this week stoked fears of potential lockdowns that could also hit oil demand. Brent crude fell 36 cents or 0.3% to $104.29 a barrel by 8:20 GMT, and US West Texas Intermediate crude WTI that dropped 50 cents or 0.5% to $102.23. Both benchmarks were set to register weekly declines, Brent's fourth in succession, and WTI retreating after a gain the previous week. Prices have tumbled on Tuesday when Brent's $10.73 drop was the contract's third biggest fall since it started trading in 1988. Qatar Airways has indicated that a provisional agreement to buy up to 50 Boeing 737 MAX jets has lapsed. Boeing's rival Airbus said in a court document released on Thursday. The deal, signed in Washington in January, is part of a series of interlocking agreements caught up in a London court dispute between Airbus and the Gulf carrier over a larger jet. Airbus requested a copy of the Boeing 737 MAX agreement after the airline bought it up as part of its bid for compensation for damage to the A350, now worth $1.4 billion. Scandinavian airline SAS cancelled almost 70% of its flights on Friday as pilots stranded thousands of tourists overseas. Some 181 flights, or 69% of those scheduled, were cancelled on Friday, data from the flight tracker FlightAware has shown. SAS has been forced to cancel hundreds of flights since Monday, when talks between the airline and pilots over a new collective bargaining agreement collapsed. And a former investment manager at Celsius Network sued the crypto lender on Thursday, saying that it used customer deposits to rig the price of its own crypto token and failed to properly hedge risk, causing it to freeze customer assets. The complaint said Celsius ran a Ponzi scheme to benefit itself through gross mismanagement of customer deposits and defrauded the plaintiff KeyFi Inc., run by the former manager Jason Stone, into providing services worth millions of dollars and refusing to pay for them. A United States jury on Thursday convicted former Theranos Inc. president Ramesh Sunny Balwani of defrauding investors and patients about the blood testing startup that once valued at $9 billion. The San Jose, California jury deliberated for more than 5 days before convicting Balwani on 2 counts of conspiracy and 10 counts of fraud, a spokesperson for the U.S. attorney, Stephanie Hines, has said. And lastly, a couple of items on cars. Munich-based carmaker BMW sold nearly a seventh fewer vehicles in the first half of 2022 compared to the same period of 2021 amid chip shortages and intermittent lockdowns in China. From January to June, 1.6 million BMWs, Minis and Rolls-Royces were delivered, the group said on Friday. That was 13.3% fewer than in the first half of 2021, the strongest sales period in the company's history, according to the German carmaker. But our friends Tesla, well, in June, they achieved its highest monthly sales of China-made vehicles since opening its Shanghai plant in 2019. Data showed on Friday as the U.S. carmaker ramped up output, which had been hit by the city's COVID-19 lockdown. Tesla sold 78,906 China-made vehicles in June, including 968 for export, the China Passenger Car Association said. In May, it sold 32,165 vehicles and exported 22,340. Tesla also achieved the highest monthly output at its Shanghai plant in June, added the CPCA's Secretary-General Shui Dongshu, without giving a specific number. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of the things that are relevant to the world of commerce on today, the 8th of July, here on this morning's breakfast show. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee dropped us a little line. She says, good Friday morning. We want to wish you and Christina a most fabulous vacation. Well deserved. Oh, thank you. Have the best time. We look forward to seeing some photos, of course. And you asked if we could play Styx and Come Sail Away.
Ahead of me, on board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try. Oh Lord, I'll try. Reflections in the waves spark my memory.
give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care. Give a little bit.
There we go, Supertramp, and give a little bit. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock. How about a little bit of antidepressants? We've had all this sort of financial news, the local news, the international news, but here's quite a nice story. It's about father and daughter's activity. This was one father and daughter activity that Dr. Howard Roberts Jr. and Dr. Sophia Roberts will never forget. Sophia is a general surgery resident physician at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. That's also where her dad, Harold, serves as an associate professor of cardiac surgery. And because so many doctors are having to provide additional care due to COVID-19, Sophia was recently able to fill in for another physician and assist her dad during an aortic valve replacement surgery. On the day of the operation, Sophia started off by helping open the patient's chest, and the rest of the surgery was really very smooth, Harold told Good Morning America. I wouldn't have done the case any better if I had had another heart surgeon assisting me. Sophia told GMA Good Morning America. And she was glad to work with her dad, but didn't let that take her focus off the patient, who is recovering well. What can be better? Harold said. Well, I taught this kid how to ride a bicycle a few decades ago. Now to get to teach her how to operate a human on a human heart is pretty mind-blowing. We could have taught her that instead of riding a bike, I think. What a nice story, though. Father and son. Daughter. Right, let's get it right. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a lovely weekend full of sunshine. I will. And I'm going to have a nice 3 weeks, hopefully, full of sunshine as well. You asked if we could play this one. Haven't heard this for a while. Taste of Honey is the name of the group, and it's Sukiyaki. There we go, a request from Ashley this morning. Taste of Honey and Sukiyaki. Time on the Breakfast Show, 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Could only let it be, you would see. I like like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at. You see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
Complicated, Avril Lavigne. I just got another natural fact, a nice story. Renee said, here's another antidepressant. But it's interesting because it brought up another thing of my sort of pet hates, which you probably realize I've got quite a few. But you get an article and it gives you two lines of text and then it goes next and you have to reload the next page and then it's got a load of ads and then it says next after another couple of lines. Makes it very reading unfriendly. What I normally mean when I get those, I just don't bother. Why can't they just give you the whole story without having just give you a few lines and then having to change to another page? Anyway, I digress because it's this time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con wakame, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That's a nice one. Been playing that quite a bit. Will Young there. Why does it hurt? Before that, it was the original Savannah Band. In actual fact, it was Dr. Buzzard's, of course. Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band and Whisper. Shishi Le Femme. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take one more sort of quickie track, and then we're going to check in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. You're going to love this one. I think this was 1961 when this came out. And as a little kid then, it was a great song. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mada Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
I tell you what, they don't make them like they used to. That was Hello Mother, Hello Father. And that came from Alan Sherman. Time on The Breakfast Show. Let's look at Freaky Fun Facts, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, that, I won't be doing that for a little while. Don't you worry, though. We'll be back in August for a whole new season of the Jerry D and The Breakfast Show. But here we go. Today is Freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts, and this one is especially for you, Jerry and Christina. River cruise ships. Oh, things you want to know about river cruise ships, the fun facts. Did you know river cruise ships are small, especially if you compare them with ocean cruisers? Most river cruise ships can only accommodate up to 200 passengers. Their size is the reason why these ships are able to navigate on the small rivers. River cruise ships usually have 3 to 4 decks, which brings us to the next point, your onboard entertainment. Because of the size of the river cruise, there's not an abundance of pools, shops, bars, restaurants. Bars! Not an abundance of bars! Oh, Jerry. Oh, no, I have some bad news. Most river ships only have one large bar and lounge area and one restaurant. Oh, no! Number 3. Expect very little entertainment on a cruise ship unless you're with Jerry. Then you'll expect him to be entertaining every night. There might be some modest live music in the bar right before or after dinner while you enjoy a drink, like a piano player. Only on special occasions such as Christmas and New Year's do river cruises can you expect a more active program with music, dancing, and live performances. Did you know river cruise passengers are mainly couples with an average age between 50 and 75? Oh, sorry, Jerry. I don't know if you passed the age requirement. Oh, because of the more modest onboard activities, you won't often find families with children and younger couples there. Did you know river cruises allows you to do several city trips in a short period of time? River cruising in Europe means also that you can visit several countries during your trip, hassle-free, without having to travel with rental car, public transportation, or flight to catch a hotel and book before. Did you know that you only have to unpack once? That's one of my favorites. Another advantage of small river cruise ships is the fact that they can get very close to cities. Very, very close. Large ocean cruisers often dock in a harbor far away from a city, which forces you to travel by bus or train to see something. This is not the case with a river cruise ship. It only takes a short walk to get to the city center. Some cruises companies have bikes on board that you can rent per day or even for free. Get one with training wheels, Jerry. Get one with training wheels. Did you know River cruises ships will mainly be on the move during the night, depending on the schedule, especially if there's nothing really interesting to see going from one city to another, which allows you to spend time as much as your time during the day to visit and enjoy the cities. Did you know that river cruises in Europe usually come with spectacular landscapes and breathtaking views? And for that reason, river cruises will also happen during the day. A moving ship is part of the entire river cruising experience. Unless it's not moving, and that's what it's called, dock. Never mind. It always allows you to relax and admire the views around the top deck while sipping a cup of coffee in the afternoon. Another spectacular event during the day is when a river cruise ship is raised or lowered going through a lock. Now, I don't know about you guys, but my parents, they took a Scottish-England river cruise. And it was my father, mother, and two of my cousins. And they went through 138 locks that were manual. None of them were electric. They had to go out, off the boat, go over, open the lock, put the boat in. My dad was always driving. And then they would close the lock behind them. And these are like push wheels that they... One day, my cousin fell in the water. So I hope you don't have to do that. Don't make Christina do it, okay? All right. Did you know the price you pay sometimes, well, quite often includes 3 meals a day? Check before whether alcoholic drinks during meal are included. Oh, Jerry, this I can't wait to find out. I hope yours is inclusive because they're going to lose every ounce of money they would ever gain. You and your rum. And you'll get good rum there, too. At the end of your trip, you'll get a reminder that tips for the crew are not included. The question is, do you know how to tip? Did you know there are multiple ways to tip? Did you know that the housekeeping will leave a letter and an envelope in your room the day before you disembark, in which you can put the cash? Then you put the envelope in a tipping box at the reception area the day you check out. Not enough cash, you can also pay direct tip with your credit card. Or you can leave the tip with the maitre d' or whatever you call them, you know, the best boy, deck boy, pool boy, Cabana boy. Anyway, what is the best month to take a European river cruise? Well, there are two things to consider: the weather and school holidays. Of course, the weather isn't something you can't, you know, book. You kind of have to like here, hope that it doesn't rain. River cruises in Europe, however, usually start in March and April and run through December. School holidays in Europe are July and August. It can be highly crowded then. The cities. Oh, goodness, it's July. You're going to be with school kids. Oh, yeah, that looks like fun, Jerry. Woo! Keeping that the weather is in mind, the river cruise in Europe is best in May, June, and September. You're in July and August. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a dress code on the river cruises? Well, check before you book. A number of river cruises companies ask you to be dressed casual smart for dinner. I don't know. What is casual smart for dinner? Anyways, is it worth getting a balcony on a cruise ship? In our opinion, yes! Heck yeah! A balcony is your private little outside corner where you can read and enjoy landscape when the ship is on the move. However, when your ship is docked, you might often be facing a concrete wall, depending on how the ship is positioned. So you should definitely get a balcony. During the pandemic, it's shown that cruise ships, small and large, are not the greatest place to be if there is a virus outbreak on board. There is nothing fun about being quarantined in a river cruise ship when passengers are not allowed to leave their cabins. So, being able to open a window and get some fresh air can really keep you sane. You know, in French, balcony is better, you know, if you don't want to be... That's okay. Next trip. Okay. Are river cruises safer than ocean cruises? Let's think about that. Rivers are much calmer than the ocean and open seas. Yeah, and most, depending on the river, and again, depending on how narrow or how deep the river, you may be able to stand up in the river. I don't know, Jerry. So you just make sure you guys have your little inflatable life vests. Remember, don't pull that little strap until you're in the water. If you pull it beforehand, chances are you might not get through the door. Okay. Inland shipping is also a big business in European rivers. However, accidents or collision between ships rarely happen. I repeat, rarely happen. Don't worry about it. Okay. And lastly, do you get seasick on river cruises? Well, significantly less than you do on ocean cruises. So, because there's not as much roll in the water, so you shouldn't get SE. But just in case, Jerry, take some Dramamine along. And river cruises are long and usually not higher than like 4 decks, which usually reduces the risks of feeling the movement of the ship when it's on the move. So, Jerry, Christina, I wish you the most beautiful, wonderful, glorious holiday of 3 weeks of being out of Panama, being away from quarantine, enjoying the beauty of the European countryside. Oh, I want to do an intrepid report on the countryside myself in Europe. That would be a lot of fun. I do hope I see lots of pictures as we want to live vicariously through your trip. I'm so happy for you two. Please, please be safe. Have a wonderful, glorious time. And everyone that is listening or not listening or reading this, because it's radio, got it. Never mind. Thank you all for everybody having such a good response for the last couple of years. Hey, August starts a new season. Don't forget, we're going to be back, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D and yours truly, the Intrepid Reporter. So until next time, I'm getting a little weepy. I'm out of a job for 3 weeks. Back to you in the studio.
Down the river on a Sunday afternoon, with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, the birds above sing of love, the gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together will plan a honeymoon, cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. Softly falling rain. Just two of us together will plan a honeymoon, cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Tell you what, going back to the 1940s, I think, with that one. That was Russ Morgan and Cruising Down the River. Yes, indeed, something to look forward to. And you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Time-wise, we're 19 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. And, by the way, don't forget, last hour still to come. What, where and when. Yes, some of those things you can be doing, where and when. You can be doing it with Yasmin and probably a couple of the more born or on this day in music as well. Back to the music. We've got a captain. Captain and Tennille. Remember this one, Muskrat Love?
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny and they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing
don't cheat. Sam says a Susie, honey, would you please be my missy? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling a fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Starts to giggle. And they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above. Looks like muskrat
the way they make that little sort of muskrat noise. That would have been the days of the Moog as well, so that's probably what that was. Love it. Captain and Tennille and Muskrat Love. And by the way, talking about things to do, here's something well in advance, but put the date in your diaries. It is Saturday, the December the 3rd. And what might you ask is happening on December the 3rd? Well, after the COVID break, a good few years, it's back. Yep, the British Ball is back at the Miramar Intercontinental on the 3rd of December at 7:30. More information will be coming out on that as we get nearer the date, but put it in. It's always one of the big social events of the year. That's the British Ball. It's back. Isn't that nice? I see, well, something else to tell you about. Not necessarily back, but it is Friday. And what better thing to do on a Friday when you finish work is go out and celebrate. A fun spot to do that, that's Frank's Place. And that's their Italian margarita is the most popular drink on any night, I guess, not just Friday night. It's made with limoncillo and from Italy. And you can visit Frank's Place. That's at Plaza downtown in Costa d'Este. And you can always make a reservation on 394-6998. All right. Their office hours, Tuesday to Friday, from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Oh, something's ringing. Oh, there it is. Oh, I wish people would do not call that number anyway. As I was saying, Frank's after office hours from Tuesday to Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. Two for one drinks, national beers, sangrita, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. And you can follow them on Instagram, of course, at Frank's Place, Panama. And if you fancy fish and chips, don't forget the Wallace on Avenida San Juan Luis. In Obarrio, what do you have on a Friday? Fish and chips, can't beat it. Got a message. My phone's gone. Hold on. Yeah, thank you. Somebody I think called this number. Anyway, I've got a message here. It's from Rowena and Phil. Good morning to you guys. Always lovely to hear from you. Bon voyage, Jerry. I'll miss the breakfast show while you're gone because it's part of my morning routine. Nevertheless, you and Christina more than deserve your wonderful trip and time away. As you know, Phil and I have been travelling a lot, even during the pandemic, so it's about time you have the chance as well. Yeah, thank you. I'll listen to your past programmes while you're away. That's okay. I've only got about 12 years of them. Please have a fabulous time. Thank you so much, Rowena and Phil. Come home refreshed and renewed. I hope so. Savor every minute. Look forward to hearing about your adventures. Hugs to you and Christina. That's from Rowena and Phil. And she says also, Yasmin, take care. You also, I can play a message for me. And why not? I remember when this came out. I loved it at the time as well. It's Cliff Richard and the Shadows. Summer Holiday.
Or two, fun and laughter on our summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true for me and you. To make our dreams come true for me and you. It's a week or two and a dream come true.
We'll be right back.
Melissa Etheridge, and I'm the only one. Mary Lou drops a line. Good morning, Mary Lou. And says, good and happy Friday to everybody. And you've asked if I could play Hydra for you from Toto. Yeah, we can do that, of course. And Mary Lou says, have the greatest trip ever. Sure, we'll miss you. I guess I already do. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, anyway, I'm going to do a little sigh. Ah. Thank you, Mary Lou. Oh, she says, please remember to try the cherry palinka. When in Budapest. I'm certainly going to do my best.
There was a man who walked alone, searching for the girl who had just caught his eye. It was a fool, he cried. His mind had wandered. He blinked at the sky, moved ever so touched the city, she was nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, she was floating downward, downward. Hey! Knowing a spell that claims her heart forever, preyed upon by the wolves in Times Square, fell into an abyss of thin air, innocent, caged in sanctuary. There sat the dragon lord, playing solitary, confined to rule the holy moors, deep hell's kitchen.
there we go. That's it. That's Hydra. That's from Toto. And that's Mary Lou this morning here on The Breakfast Show. That has brought us to what time? For this time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Girl, she had a charming personality. The girl was all right for me. She's my girl. And if I had to tell, oh no, I'd take her back. As a matter of fact,
There we go, that's the OJ's there, and used to be my girl. Still to come on this morning's program, we're going to take a couple of pieces of music, then we're going to be checking in with Yasmin for our what, where, and when. What you can be doing, where, and when you can be doing it. But first of all, let me say a very good morning to Marva. A good morning to you. And she got in touch with us, and she says, enjoy your holiday, and I'll miss hearing you. And you asked if we could play. I like this one. It's always a good one for me, this one. Could you please play Alan Jackson and It's 5 o'clock Somewhere? Thank you, Marva. For the next 3 weeks, I think it's going to be 5 o'clock permanently, depending on.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Me too. Come on, let's go. About half an hour to go, I think. Love that. 5 o'clock somewhere. Alan Jackson, together with Jimmy Buffett. I tell you what, I shall be putting my bartender to the test. I've got rather partial to espresso martinis. Tell you what, there's no better way to start the day. Good morning to Paul. Paul Dixon back over there in the UK dropped me a little line just now. Says, Jerry, have a great time on holiday. Could you please play Still Cruising after all these years from the Beach Boys?
Come on, let's cruise. You got nothing to lose. So come on, let's cruise. You got nothing to lose. So come on, let's cruise. You got nothing to lose. So come on, hey baby, come on.
Anybody here?
Hello.
Oh,
of
there.
Of course I'm here.
Yeah. Just morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You said you're a little bit tired this morning.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I was too busy yesterday.
Yeah. Why? I'd be like one of these whining kids. Why?
Yeah, I don't know what happened yesterday. It was like a payday or something like that. There were events everywhere.
Like payday?
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't.
What? Yes, there's always a downside, isn't there?
Yeah, yesterday
so
was
crazy.
So what
were you doing?
Oh, well, first of all, I went to the opening of the new store, Todo a Dólar.
Oh,
this
okay.
is a dollar store.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But it's just here, next to Parque Omar.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was really, really fun. We went there. They had a lot of gifts for everyone.
A dollar each.
No, they have different prices there. But the idea was they did like a game. They do this every time they open a new store. So they choose people from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They are there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like, I guess, 1 minute to take whatever they want.
Oh, really?
They go around, yeah, the store, and they take whatever they want. And it was so nice. And they always do that every time they open a store.
Oh, you got so much time.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you have?
It's like 1 minute, I guess.
That's not bad. You can do a lot of damage in a minute.
Uh-huh. And they choose three people from the from the line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you get chosen?
No, because we are media.
We don't count.
No.
Right.
But we got prizes as a media, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I got things for the bat, for the body lotion, and things like that.
What did you get for me?
It's just for women.
But that's discrimination.
I know. I mean, that's what I got.
I like that. I know. In other words, you know, tough, you know. I know. Yeah, I know. So what? What are you moaning about?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was one thing.
And there was an artist, a painter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they have these reusable bags. They sell those bags there at Toda Tolar. So they choose different artists to make the art of the bag.
Ah, okay, that's nice.
So he was there signing the bags and everything. Yeah, it was beautiful yesterday.
Christine's got a nice bag that was painted by... so it's the if you've seen it, the face with the pollera.
Yeah, that one. He was there.
He was there.
The painter was there.
Oh, okay, yeah. There. And I tell you what surprised me, because I thought, well, it's actually painted. That's not going to last long. But it does.
Ah, no. But this one is, the material is like plastic or something like that.
Uh-huh, but this is actually material, Christina's. Uh-huh. But it's, okay. It's perfect.
The artist's name is René Caballero.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
He was there, yeah.
And they're really unique.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what else did you do? Where else?
After that, we got an invitation to go to an open rehearsal at Casco Antiguo.
Okay.
This was at the American Trade Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a new production of Coco. This is a contemporary dance company from Panama of Fundación Espacio Creativo. So we went there, we saw the rehearsal, and this was, Coco is developing a new repertoire in collaboration with the Israeli choreographer, Yaniv Abraham. So he was actually there talking to everyone and answering questions. He's a leading dancer of the Bathsheba company.
I mean, it's, you know, the Israeli embassy is getting a little bit like Alliance Francaise, isn't it? Doing a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Ambassador Bardoff. You're listening this morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Yaniv is also a teacher of Gaga. Gaga is a new dance in Israel.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So he's teaching that here in Panama. Gaga, like Lady Gaga.
Like Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, the piece that we saw yesterday is named Being Human Being. And it will be filmed with the aim of being sent to local and international festivals. So this is not a performance that we're going to have at the theater. It's just that they're going to film it and send it to international festivals.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. We really love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the music matches perfectly with the movements of the dancers. So it was great.
Oh, good. And what else did you do?
Also at night, remember, I got the invitation.
Hang on. How do you have time to come in here in the morning?
That's why I'm sleepy today. Remember, we got the invitation to the play La Chula Linda.
Yes.
That was at Teatro en Círculo.
Right, how was that?
It was perfect. It's a comedy. Mm-hmm. It's a comedy. It's original comedy by Edgar Soberón Torchia, full of humor and intrigue. And this is going to be on stage from July 7th to August the 3rd at Teatro en Círculo. So you can enjoy that.
Well, no wonder you're worn out. I mean, what's the matter? Didn't you have a movie to go to as well?
No, that's next week.
Well, yes, I won't be here for the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you've got all the time in the world to go to all these events.
I know.
And then we'll spend the first 3 days when I get back finding out what you've been up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I'll be having fun,
yeah,
just like you.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's true. Yeah, I'll you'll miss me when I'm gone. That's the thing. You know?
Of course, I will.
Yeah, me too. I'll miss me when I'm gone as well. So, in the world of what, where, and when. I mean, I think you're doing every what, where, and when, aren't you?
Yes. But don't forget, you can go to Teatro en Círculo and watch La Chula Linda from Wednesday to Sunday at 7 p.m. And the pre-sale is available on panatickets.com.
Okay. Good.
So you can do that also during the week. And as we talk about this Gaga dance, tomorrow at 10 a.m., at the same place we were yesterday, Salon Viejo at the American Trade Hotel, they're going to have a class of Gaga. This is the Israeli dance. And everyone is invited. They just need a suggested donation of $10. And it's for kids between 16 years old until 80 years old.
80?
Yes.
Oh, I can just slip in there then, can't
exactly.
I? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm just about 18.
So you can also find them on their Instagram, Coco Danza Panama, to make your reservation for tomorrow at 10 a.m. They said this is very, very fun, so everybody is invited to join them.
Oh, cool. By the way, Maggie, Maggie Lipsy says, she was there last night at the, this is at the Teatro Circular.
Oh, really?
She says, yeah, she says, oh, it was fun, I was there last night, so sorry, I didn't see you.
No, so, me neither.
Yeah, so
I didn't see
Everybody's there, yeah. I wasn't there.
Okay, let me tell you what happened today.
Okay.
In music.
Okay, yes, let's have our first one. What we got? What we got?
Okay, the first one, that was in 1972, Bill Withers.
Oh, Bill Withers, yeah, I love him.
Started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Lean on Me, his only number one hit. It made number 18 in the U.K.
Yeah, and I remember it well. It's just amazing he only had the one, one big hit because he's very good. Anyway, here he is.
Somebody to lean on me. somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call.
Do you think he wants somebody to call him? Lean on me. Bill Withers. They should have called it Call Me, shouldn't they, really? Love that song. There we go, Bill Withers. And what else is happening, Yasmin?
Okay, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Teatro Nacional, it's going to be a concert of Orquesta Juvenil. This is organized by Ministerio de Cultura, and of course it's going to be free, so just try to be there earlier. It's at 7 p.m. tomorrow. And also, let me see, Alianza Francesa is having also different concerts. This is going to be on Monday, next Monday, Concierto con el Coro Lux Vitae. At Santuario Nacional.
Ah, okay.
That's the one in San Juan Luis, right?
That's right. That's where I got married.
Oh, yeah. At 7:30 p.m. And it's going to be free also, but you have to make your reservations at Cultura LAF. This is Alianza Francesa of Panama. At afpanama.org. Or you can also go to their Instagram account, Alianza Francesa de Panama, because also they're going to have another concert, but next Saturday. So you can also check on their website. And also don't forget our friends of Liviamo.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They're going to have Opera del Ghetto. That's going to be at 7 p.m. on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. That's in July. Teatro Anita Villalaz. And you can get your tickets at operaliviamo.com. Opera del Ghetto, this is where they are trying to attract everyone to the opera, you know, because it's kind of hard. And it's going to be in Spanish, and they are trying to bring, you know, the Panamanian culture with this opera presentation. So that's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, a bit of I like opera.
Exactly. So that's the last one I got, and let me tell you more about what happened today in music.
All right.
It was also the same year, 1972, Donny Osmond.
Oh, God.
He was at number one on the UK singles chart with his version of the Paul Anka song Poppy Love, the first of three solo number ones for Donny.
Yes, this goes back a while, doesn't it?
I love a song.
Well, that's it. That's Donny Osmond.
Okay, now the question is, which one is your favorite? Paul Anka's version or...?
To be perfectly honest, I don't know Paul Anka's version.
Oh, no?
No. That's the one I always remember. That one.
Oh, okay.
By Donny Osmond. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And I think I would still prefer Donny Osmond's because he said he sounds like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
He was very young.
Oh.
You know? I used to say, when I was a little kid, when I was about knee-high to a grasshopper, I had a very high-pitched voice.
Oh, yeah?
And not so much my voice, but if I could sing high-pitched, and I was singing one of the lead parts from the Faust opera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now I can't, I'm completely tone-deaf now.
Oh.
I can't get any notes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you never see me at karaoke. Somebody says, oh, we got karaoke. I said, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm busy. Not like Yasmin. Hey, we're going to karaoke. I'll come to that. Hey, we're going to take the rubbish. Hey, I'll come to that. There's a new movie coming out. I'll come to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you're enjoying it anyway, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. One of us has... You've got to get our name out there, you see, yes? I mean, the only trouble is because, was it the dollar store?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they won't advertise with us because it costs more than a dollar.
Oh.
So keep up the good work. See if you can find a store around somewhere that says a millionaire store.
Yes. Oh, that's so funny.
But don't forget, if you want to advertise with us or sponsor the program, well, that will be yes. Mm-hmm. Call her on 223-5162.
Exactly.
Yes, and we can all line you up for when we get back in August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Be nice. Mm-hmm. So, is that it for entertainment?
Yes.
That's it. So, I got to, where are you off to now then?
When, today?
Yeah.
Oh, today, just exercise, because tomorrow is Saturday. No, on Sunday, I'm going to a concert.
Okay.
At night, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've got a couple of days to recuperate then.
Exactly.
Today and tomorrow, yes. Get your breath back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, yes. Well, look, we'll be back in just on a month's time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just under, isn't it? Just under. Third of August, we'll be back on air.
Exactly.
So I think that's a Wednesday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Come back and have a short week.
No, but you are coming back on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I'm flying back on the 1st, on the Monday, I guess, on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So, flying back on the 1st, so we're back in the studio. That is, of course, because the studio will be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the worst things you can do with electronic equipment is turn it off. So hopefully everything will be up and running when I get back in 3 weeks' time, because
okay.
I will shut down the power.
But, mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, look, thanks for everything, as always,
mm-hmm,
and have a good vacation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and you too.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Mm-hmm. All right, take care.
Thank you, you too.
That's it. Now you know what, where, and when with Yasmin. Oh, and you'll still be social media-ing, won't you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, there you are, so we'll still be alive. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. Let me see how we do time. I'm going to try and I tell you what, I got two songs with a bit of a link, starting with this one.
I got these beliefs that I think you want to break. Got something here to lose that I think you want to take from me. You say that I'm asleep, but I want to be awake. Got something here to lose that I know you want to take. And he said age is just a number, just like any other. We can do whatever you want. Boy becomes a man now, can tell a man to slow down. He'll just do whatever he wants. I went looking for love when I was 17. Maybe a little too young, but it was really me. And in the heat of the night, saw things I've never seen. Oh, 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 oh. 17. You should know I'm green, but I'll find my way around.
heard the whispers, now let's see what all the talk's about. I'm taking in the sights and measuring the sounds. Heard the whispers, now let's see what all the talk's about. And he said age is just a number, just like any other. We can do whatever you want. Boy becomes a man now, can tell a man to slow down. He'll just do whatever he wants. I went on looking for love when I was 17. Maybe a little too young, but it was really mean. And in the heat of the night, saw things I've never seen.
There we go, that's Troy Sivan there, and 17. I was going to play, I still have a link, I was going to play At 17 by Janis Ian. But then I changed my mind and said, nah, I'm going to play this.
Thank you.
Well, that's it then. Yes, there's the Go-Go's and a vacation. And that's it. I'm off. Ta-da. Big thanks this morning, of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday today, all about river cruising. And big thanks, as always, to Yasmin for what, where, and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also, by the way, as I mentioned, don't forget, if you do want to link up with us, you want to advertise with us, you want to do, perhaps you want to come and talk to us about something or whatever, just get in touch with Yasmin, give her a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him for a lot of the background we used on the program, and to the boys and girls of Cooper Grada, who keep us up and running. And needless to say, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I will be back with you at 6 o'clock, not on Monday, 6 o'clock on Wednesday, the 3rd of August. Put a note in your diary, because I don't want you disappearing off and not coming back, all right? Make a note. 1st of August, this is a Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the morning, with The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, Yasmin, Ingrid, all the usuals. But it will probably be Andreas as well. Well, that's it. Whatever you're doing for the next month, please, please, please do it carefully. All right? And I'll try and do the same. Do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you when I get back, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.